Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. There's been a series of reporting relative to the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East as it relates to the makeup of the board and maybe what direction they are going in. I've communicated with Roy Karuba Jr., who is now the president of that board, and he's also the president of Karuba Engineering, and he joins us, as well as Joshua Rondino, the superintendent of police for the levee authority. Roy, welcome to the show. Roy and Joshua, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Newland. Thank you so much for having us. We're very excited to be here.
So, Roy,
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you, sir. Roy, let's start out with, to put this in context, of what levees and in what parishes is the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East responsible for?
My responsibilities include all of St. Bernard, East Jefferson, and Orleans. And we have 192 miles of levees and flood walls, 246 gates, 8 complex structures, and 17 pumps. And that culminates into 14.6 miles in assets that the Corps of Engineers built for us and gave it to us to manage and operate.
Now, you were appointed as the president of the board back in October. There are a number of changes that were made as it relates to folks that were employed by the authority. As I said earlier, there was a series of reporting, and I know that you wanted to have an opportunity to address those particular issues. So I'll let you take it from there.
Thank you for that. I'm going to take it, and then I'm going to hand it off to Chief Rondino, because we speak from the same voice, and the efforts are the two of us together. Essentially, when I became the board president, I inherited an agency that was wrought with corruption, discrimination, racism, and the board, I don't care what you've seen in the papers, that the board that I inherited is dysfunctional and could care less about flood protection. With all of that said, there was a legislative audit done in 2022 that identified systemic racism and discrimination within the agency. That condition in and of itself, I took upon myself with Chief Rondino's help, and actually Chief Rondino spearheaded this entire effort. I'm going to let you tell him more about it. But we decided it was time to go in and look at the inner workings of the agency and make sure that the citizens that we have to protect are actually protected so we could carry out our mission. With that said, I kind of took the point on all of the civil service related items, mostly having to do with the board, the irregularities within the board, lack of action when it came to some of these items, the lack of attention to flood protection, and it was more about this board giving out contracts work contracts to their friends and things like that, that unfortunately was emblematic of the flood authority and the levee board in days past. With that said, there's another component to this, and it is the component of the men and women that actually have to go out and close those gates during an emergency situation. And there were some very, very dysfunctional things in that regard. And I'm going to turn that over to Chief Rondino to talk about, because he single-handedly has corrected that issue. And it's very important that people know how well protected we are from a personnel standpoint and how Chief Rondino's explanation is going to tie that together. Chief, please.
Thank you for having us here this morning, Newell. So we just like Roy said, we inherited an agency that was uninspired. They had been left abandoned, and it was being run improperly. When Roy came in and gave me the responsibility as appointing authority, which is essentially a civil service and HR compliance leadership responsibility, we fully dug in. We had two internal grievances that had been filed and had not been satisfied with regards to the proper investigation and kind of uncovering the onion of corruption that existed here. So that those grievances we solved or resolved within 21 days, and then we kind of catapulted into some of the corruption. And corruption meaning, very specifically, no bid, no work contracts to close friends of board members. You know, when we stopped those checks from being paid and questioned and required, you know, we demanded work product, it could not be produced. And that is documented. You know, we've taken hits in the public, you know, for doing what it is that the governor has asked us to do. And it's just, it's fine time that the public be made aware of the actual type of misappropriations that we stopped. Over $2.4 million over the course of 5 weeks we discovered being misspent in one way or another. And that came to a screeching halt. So, of course, you know, Roy and I are the two villains in all of this. But what I can tell you is there is a documented history of corruption, you know, seemingly protected employees taking state vehicles out of state over 150 times for personal business with state fuel. Like all of that, we brought to a screeching halt. And we have focused more on educating our employees, our frontline employees, with education and training tools so that they better perform along the flood protection system. Over 3,500 acres of levees we're responsible for. All of our employees are also certified levee inspectors, including the police department. But we are better able to perform now than ever before because we have intentionally and deliberately invested into our frontline employees. And that's important because our responsibility is tremendous in flood protection.
This is either to the chief or Roy. You mentioned the legislative auditor report in 2022. Obviously, that report was presented to the previous board. Did they take any action in trying to remediate any of the observations made by the auditor?
I'll take this one, chief.
Go ahead.
Let me have this one first because this is very passionate to me. They did nothing. Nothing. And when I tell you nothing, it was nothing. So in February, there was a grievance filed that I turned over to the Attorney General. The matter is still being examined by the Attorney General. But in the process of that examination starting, four board members resigned. And, of course, in the papers, it was all about the board members saying that morale was low and we had taken our focus off flood protection. Nothing could be further from the truth. They resigned, in my opinion, and I haven't seen the report from the Attorney General, but I've been there every day for the last 7 months. Those board members were questioned about that legislative audit, and magically, days later, they decided to resign. Now, you tell me. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but things have to make sense. So the bottom line was there was a legislative audit in September of 22. The board that I inherited, all of those members were present for that audit, and they did nothing. Some of them even admitted they didn't even read it. Okay, Chief, give them your take.
That is exactly right. You know, the findings in that report, there was no recovery attempts even made through HR, through civil service, no questions were asked. And when folks say they did something, you know, we always ask, just show me the paperwork. show me the documentation that you provided in order to try to right the course of the ship, and nothing was done. So we came in, Roy came in and gave me that responsibility, and we hit the ground running. We've put in place some educational tools through workforce development at Delgado and Nunez Community Colleges to give our employees the tools they need to be able to perform better and to be able to realize some pay equity increases. We had employees working in the labor division on the system responsible for inspecting the gaskets, inspecting the gears, and pulling open and close those gates, making $14.98 an hour when they're actually eligible to make up to $20 an hour. So that may not seem like a lot in retrospect, but for an employee working here on a full-time basis to have to take another full-time job waiting tables in the French Quarter to make ends meet, it's important to get them the best pay possible for that responsibility, because at the end of the day, the nearly 1 million residents deserve to have the best quality, the best engaged employees doing that very critical work on all of our behalf.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, where do y'all stand as it relates to that 2022 report? Have y'all addressed pretty much most, if not all, the observations that were made by the legislative auditor?
Everything in that report that we're able to address today, and now we're 3 years down the road, but everything in that right. report that we were able to address, we have addressed. So what I'll give you is that the regional director who was here at that time resigned. The regional maintenance director who was here at that time resigned. We have 4 board members who elected to resign. So, you know, I would say without going into to great detail that, you know, the course of the ship, we're headed in the right direction. We're on the heels now of the legislative session that will close and yield us a better process to appoint board members, and, you know, through a better vetting system. So we're going to have board members, board commissioners who hopefully will be more engaged with the actual oversight of the agency and making sure that we're in compliance. That my responsibility here as appointing authority, you know, everyone's tried to liken it to being a regional director. That could not be further from the truth. It is literally civil service and HR compliance. And when you are compliant in civil service rules and HR policies, it keeps you from being financially liable for missteps. And that is the problem that we had in all these years prior, missteps that cost the agency money and it cost the citizens of our region efficiency, i.e., $500,000 in grass-cutting contracts to friends of top-level employees. We brought that to an end.
Yeah, I mean, the financial sanctity of the organization is all about levies. You know, as I was reading this series of articles that were being posted, I was a little mystified by what some of the board members were saying, because if your financial house is not in order, then levies suffer. Right? I mean, it's
correct.
Easy to connect those two dots.
Correct.
Well, and in that light, Newell, again, the men and women that have to go out and close those gates are also the ones that take care of those levees. Our grass-cutting personnel are licensed levee inspectors. So it's not just about cutting the grass. But the most egregious part of this was the way these men and women were treated. I was mortified at the degree of discrimination within the agency toward these people that literally go out and have to do this mission-critical job in adverse conditions, and they were doing it in spite of being mistreated. So not only have we rectified that, but we have rectified the financial health from the standpoint of making sure that we're stewarding the public's money and the money's not getting diverted to things that are not flood protection related. We've let a few people go that weren't doing their jobs. So when people say morale was low, yeah, it was low if you're not doing your job. And we got rid of them. And the governor put me there for three reasons. He told me, make sure nobody's house floods, make sure we restore the police to their full capacity so they can patrol the neighborhoods and keep our neighborhoods and our flood assets safe, and to make sure that there is no self-dealing within the agency. And the chief and I have committed ourselves and will continue to commit ourselves to make sure that that is being done. And I will tell you unequivocally, we're about 90% there, and I want the citizens of St. Bernard, East Jefferson, and Orleans to know that on the anniversary of Katrina, and in this Katrina anniversary year, you are better protected than you've ever been. We have $14.6 billion in assets that we routinely operate and maintain, but more importantly, the people that have to maintain and operate those assets are motivated and equipped to do their job. And that is the message I want loudly heard this morning, is that we are protected to the highest extent possible with the assets we have.
And Roy, you mentioned earlier, I'm getting a number of texts, you know, where are the indictments? You've turned this over to the Attorney General, Liz Murrell, and they are actively involved in an investigation of some of this self-dealing that you talked about.
Yes. And that matter is still ongoing. And that's all I know.
There are parts of the administrative investigation that we're not able to go into detail just because of the nature of the investigation.
Sure.
But everything that we discovered had been compiled and forwarded over, and the powers that be with the AG's office they're in the driver's seat of this right now. So, you know, as far as going into, you know, further detail, we don't want to compromise those matters. But yes, everything that we were made aware of and had access to, we've turned over with regards to the information that you just mentioned.
And obviously, these are observations that are going to be revealed in the next legislative audit report that comes out on the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East, right? Because it's
Correct.
Conducted every year.
Correct.
Roy, final thoughts?
First and foremost, I want to thank you for having us on. I'd like the opportunity with the chief to come back periodically and give our citizens continued updates, because I believe it's important, especially now that we're in hurricane
Absolutely.
Season. And one more thing, to the citizens of East Jefferson, St. Bernard, and Orleans, I'll say it again, you're very well protected. The agency is 90% back to the way it was intended to be, and I feel nothing but confident about our future and our ability to protect the citizens.
Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for the work that you do. We appreciate the same. And Roy, anytime that you guys want to come on, when you have an update, especially during the hurricane season, just give me a shout. We're flexible, nimble here. We'll get you on.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.